Hi everyone, this is Rusty, and welcome to Rusty's Playhouse, the podcast. I'm so glad you could join me because I was just about to play Imagination. I know you're really good at that, so will you help me play Imagination? Great! What should we imagine today? How about we imagine we are cowboys? Yeah! And we live out in the Old West. We better put on our cowboy outfits. Let's put on a big hat and a vest and big boots. What else should we wear? That's a great idea. Now let's go out and ride on our horses. My horse is big and brown, and neighs really loud. What is your horse like? Is it big or small? What color is your horse? Maybe it's black, or maybe it's gray, or maybe it's even blue or pink or yellow. Is your horse fast or slow? That sounds like a really cool horse. Let's go ride. And while we're riding, a farmer comes up and asks for help. He says that his cow is caught in the fence. Do you think we can help the farmer? Yeah, let's go! We come up to the cow in the fence, and it's really stuck. How do you think we should help the cow get unstuck? Do you think we should grab a saw and cut the fence to free the cow? Or should we tie a rope around the cow and pull on it to get it free? Or should we dig under the fence to free the cow? Or do you have another idea? What would you like to do to free the cow? That's a great idea! Let's help the cow! Whew! That was a lot of work! But you did a great job at helping the cow get unstuck. The farmer thanks us, and as a reward, gives us two ice-cold drinks. Thanks, farmer. That tasted great. And while we were there, the outlaw rode by on his horse, carrying a big sack of money that he stole from the bank. Oh, no! We better go catch him. We'll jump on our horses and ride after him. We have to ride really fast to catch up. There he is, we're getting closer. Okay, get out your lasso and we're gonna capture him. Ready? Throw the lasso round and round and round and go. Yeah, we caught him. Way to go. Now we can return the money to the bank. And the outlaw promises he won't try to do anything bad ever again. That was so great! You are such a good cowboy. Thanks for playing Imagination with me. Let's do it again next time. And now here's some members of our Cool Kids Club being extra cool. 9-year-old Kelly is part of a bullying prevention program at our school. 6-year-old Felicia is in kindergarten, and her teachers say that she should be promoted to the second grade. 11-year-old Stephanie is a conflict manager at her school. 5-year-old Christopher can sing his ABCs all the way through. 10-year-old Megan got 4 A's on her last report card, and she's doing great in all her other classes too. 4-year-old James can count all the way to 100. That's really far. Way to go, everyone. I am so proud of you. If you want to write me a letter or let me know how you've been an extra cool kid, go to rustysplayhouse.com.
Hey, Grace. Huh? Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7 ate 9.
Danny, you're so math-erific.
Math is such a part of our lives. 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5. Math gives us such good vibes. That's why I'm math-erific. Lots of numbers all around in books, billboards on the ground. You can count the items in the lost and found. I'm so math-erific.
It's fun to add them and subtract them.
That's not all.
It's fun to multiply them and divide them
on our classroom wall. They're so clever.
Now let's read a letter from one of our listeners. Christian, age 7, writes, "Dear Rusty, sometimes I get really scared of the dark. Can you help me?" Thank you so much for your letter, Christian. You're right. The dark can be really scary sometimes because we can't see anything, and sometimes there's even strange noises. But the thing to remember is that even though it seems scary, there's nothing there that can hurt you. I used to be scared of the dark too, and Aunt Molly helped me by turning on all the lights and showing me all the places where I thought there might be monsters, like in my closet and under my bed and in my drawers. And she showed me there's nothing there, even when she turns off the light. And she also said that sometimes it's our own imagination that makes things seem scary. So when that happens, you can always sing a song or tell yourself a funny joke and just make yourself laugh and feel good and remember that there's nothing to be scared of. If you'd like to write a letter to me, you can go to my website, rustysplayhouse.com. Playhouse is a production of the Hang On to the Dream Foundation. No matter how hard things seem, hang on to the dream.